Welcome to the Mug Meetings Summaries Podcast. I'm Gilbert Detilieu. Our January meeting's RTFM topic featured Peter O'Gorman introducing Mac ports.
How many people have Macs?
Two, three.
Or have had Macs.
Okay, if you want to get Unix or Linuxy software on your Mac, your best bet is probably either Mac ports or Fink, but there are other options. Get Mac ports from macports.org. Grab a disk image and click install. It's not hard. When you get it, it's installed into /op/local by default, so you have to make sure it's in your path. Port list will show you all the available ports. Not in a very usable format. Port search. Let's try MySQL. And there's a bunch of MySQL ports that you could install. Let's try port install Othello. Do not have participation privilege. It will download the source, configure, and build it, and install it for you. Mac ports and Fink and every other package system for Mac OS X is source-based. You do not get binaries with any of them. So then, I can have a game of Othello. No, I would not. What's strange?
Why would you have a program that first prompts you, do you really want to run
a... It's a really stupid game. Macports installs a bunch of configuration files in op/local etc macports. The most interesting one is probably variants.conf. You can choose if you want to have by default the SSL or the, what I've done to mine is I want my ports to be built universal. So it will build them fat, both 32-bit and 64-bit. This is only a 32-bit Mac, so it's a bit pointless doing that, but what else? Port self-update will update the ports that are available from the rsync server in California, but rsync is blocked at the firewall, so that won't work.
Does that update the ports tree and the packages, or just the ports tree?
Just the ports tree. Port installed will give you a list of the ports that are installed. I have ncurses and Othello. Port, there's a bunch of pseudo ports. Port inactive will show you a list. Port. There are no inactive ports installed. Port installed outdated will give you a list of outdated ports. And to update them, you just do port update outdated. You're going to run into packages that don't build. You're going to do that with everything. If you do, you can sign up for their mailing lists at macports.org, or you can use IRC and talk to them. I don't have IRC on this computer. You can use IRC and talk to them on irc.freenode.net/macports. And they're sometimes helpful, they're sometimes not. If you've never used IRC to ask for help, the big thing is to wait. Don't ask a question, wait 2 minutes, and then leave. Wait half an hour.
Or 8 hours.
Or 8 hours. Just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
matports.conf, you can install to, if you install from source, you can install to different prefixes. You can decide where apps go if you're building applications. And if you're building universal, you can choose which architectures to build for if you're building universal. A few years ago, it defaulted to PPC and i386. But now it defaults to x86-64 and i386. And I imagine next year there won't be any universal arches.
Why would there be? Oh, yeah.
That's it. Unless you have any questions about Mac ports.
And that's necessary because although this version of the OS is built on a Unix core, they don't provide all of Apple doesn't provide those.
Apple's very allergic to the GPL3. They will not update anything past the GPL2 version, and they are very quickly eliminating all GPL applications from the OS. So if you want anything that's under the GPL, you're not going to get it from Apple.
I just want to point out, for those of you who have the instinctive reaction of, oh, those dirty bastards, that this is actually a huge benefit to OpenBSD, FreeBSD, NetBSD, etc., because they have the same problem. Their licenses are incompatible with the GPL.
Well, there's a new compiler come out of it, Clang and LLVM, and, well, WebKit is a big open source thing, even though that is LGPL, it's still version 2. There are other options for getting Unix software on your Mac. There's Fink. There's NetBSD package source.
Does Apple sell AUX?
Pardon me?
Does Apple sell AUX?
No, they don't. Yeah. And good luck finding it.
AUX isn't supported under OS 10 because...
Yeah. It's Unix. Yeah. NetBSD's package source. Gen2's prefix. Fink and Homebrew are your other options. Mac Homebrew is the new hotness. It's written in Ruby.
Oh, good. Of course it is.
And it's hosted on GitHub. What else do you
know? Of course it is.
I've never tried Mac Homebrew. They also have an IRC channel and mailing lists, and it's all the same thing. They all install to different locations. Every single one of them is different, is written in a different interpreter. But they're all the same thing.
Are there any graphical applications, Unix applications you can run that way?
Yeah. Mac ports will install its own copy of X11. It will not use what's on the system. So if you're going to install Mac ports, get a big disk. But they do that because Apple is rather inconsistent. Sometimes they supply libraries with mismatched headers, and you can't build on that, and software doesn't work. So they decided to install everything from their ports tree. Can't find the server. I guess my computer disconnected.
Apple's really keeping you out of it.
Pardon me?
I said Apple's really keeping you out of it. Safari won't go there.
No, there it is. Hold it in here. Oh, then I lose my video. That's not worth it.
Then wait. Okay.
For a long time, I was a member of the Fink project. Oh. And that's older than MacPorts. It was 10 years old 2 weeks ago. They used to have binary packages, but they don't anymore. They have so little manpower that they don't even have enough to create a binary installer. If you want to install Fink, you have to install from source.
Oh, really?
I think that's called abandoned, isn't it?
There are still people working on it, but they're just working on updating the packages, and there's not very many people working on the core of the system. It's quite funny. Fink went from, we used to have 500,000 hits a month on, well, 500,000 downloads a month or something, 8-9 years ago. And mailing lists, there were hundreds of messages every day. Now there's 2 or 3 messages a day. MacPorts is more popular because it's an Apple-sponsored project. It was written in Apple. It appeared on the 10.3 developer seeds, and then it was abandoned and kicked out to the open source community.
So what's the current version of Mac OS X?
The current version of Mac OS X is 10.6.6. As of this week, and you get this cool thing called the Mac App Store.
Oh, are you serious?
And the most popular game is Angry Birds.
What, they couldn't find a way to shoehorn that into iTunes?
This is the one that cracked in 24 hours, isn't it?
Angry Birds, apparently they didn't use all of the available security.
Okay.
What else? There's nothing, really. MacPorts is pretty easy. If you've ever used any package manager, it's the same thing. Install, update, upgrade, uninstall, you're done.
Is there any Apple software that you have to...
You have to get Xcode.
Which comes with the OS, right?
Which comes with the OS.
Yeah. Or you can download.
And if you happen to have lost your OS DVDs... You can get it from developer.apple.com.
Or if you want to get updates to it.
Yeah. Recently, Xcode gets updated through software update just like everything else. Yeah. Unless you download the iPhone SDK, in which case it doesn't.
Does MacPorts allow you to have locally generated ports so you can tweak software to your own needs?
Yeah.
Not just ports that are available from the community, but some esoteric crap that you want to use out.
Yes.
You said you might need a big disk to run MacPorts. If you want to have X Windows and some applications, how much space does it take?
Well,
a full X11 source tree is about 260 megabytes.
You probably need 3 or 4 gigs to build some things, just to build. And then if you want to install everything, it's going to take 100, 200 gigabytes. And people do install everything.
Why?
I don't.
Options.
Because they can.
Because they can. Because
they can. Because I got a terabyte drive in my Mac command. We'll use it. I need to go 1 terabyte. What am I going to do?
I forgot where the port files are. There they are. So if you want to make your own ports, you can just put them in to the ports tree.
So the rsync of the tree won't delete your ports?
It will, but you can change your update method to subversion, and then it won't.
Okay.
And it's written in TCL, tickle, so the port files are also tickle. So if you happen to be a fan of that language... You might enjoy this. If you happen to be a fan of Ruby, then use Mac Homebrew. And if you like Perl, use Fink. Tickle. Well, Jordan Hubbard wrote a lot of Mac ports.
Yeah, okay.
And he likes Tickle. Well, that's it. Unless there's more questions.
Okay.
Cool.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more Mug Meeting summaries or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website. You can find it at mugg.mb.ca.